This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've long talked about the battle being fought over the future of biofuels in this country, between big oil companies on one side of the equation trying to lobby or litigate biofuels out of the marketplace, and a current administration on the other saying EVs are the only option going forward. It's probably shocking to see a car company receive an award from the National Corn Growers Association for being a friend of corn. Well, that's exactly what happened at Commodity Classic. We talk about it next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
During Commodity Classic, the National Corn Growers Association awarded Toyota the Friend of the Corn Award. We caught up with Iowa Corn Growers Association First Vice President Stu Swanson, who's a Galt, Iowa farmer, and he tells us about why Toyota received such an award.
Toyota has stood firm on the belief that there is a market for liquid fuels within the auto industry, and specifically ethanol in a hybrid form of an electric ethanol-powered liquid fuels car. They talked this morning about that even though Toyota does produce electric vehicles, they see the market kind of peaking out at about an 8% adoption rate. And the majority of their customers, and including corn farmers from across the country, support what they're finding is that they look for that hybrid vehicle that maybe in a 30 to 40 mile range, they can utilize the electric portion of that, but they still want the ability to pull into a gas station, fuel up with an ethanol, an E15 blended fuel that can take them 200 or 300 or 400 miles away. So they have been willing to challenge some of the things that have come from the administration in form of a mandate that the administration was looking at in terms of electrifying all vehicles. And so they were one of the few producers of cars that immediately found a partnership with corn in things that we can do to work together.
Of course, we all remember when a Prius first was launched by Toyota. It was one of the first cars in America that got us started on the conversation of EV and or hybrid cars using a combination of electricity and biofuels. And they were first to get us to think about how we could do better for the environment and with our vehicle emissions. While Toyota has other EVs available for different places in the marketplace, they're not putting all their eggs into one basket. They're still very much involved with what electricity and biofuels can do for that part of the marketplace that can't get by with just an electric vehicle. They haven't lost sight of that whole partnership that got them where they are and got the EV conversation started. Now, Stu Swanson said that they would like to see this kind of cooperation continue with more than just Toyota.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to work with the other partners in the automotive industry, whether that's over-the-road trucking, whether that's passenger cars, light-duty trucks. We think that there's a potential for ethanol biofuels to play in all of those markets, and it's part of our long-term goals and mission of what we're doing at Iowa Corn.
In the end, it's not going to be one way or the other. It's going to have to be looked at through a wide-angle lens to decide what the future of fuels and electricity is going to be in this country, because just like everything else, one size does not fit all. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.